First of all, just explain how this move came about. So when did you first hear about Rotherham's interest?
Yeah, so it was a couple of weeks ago. I've been having some dialogue between myself and the gaffer. We obviously been talking about things, kind of agreed the deal, and it kind of happened quite quickly, really. So I'm pretty chuffed, really chuffed to get it sorted out and signed, and really can't wait to get started.
Getting back into the Championship must be really appealing.
Yeah, for obvious reasons it is, isn't it? But also because of the actual club that it's at. I think it's, there's a lot of envious clubs in the Championship for what Rotherham can bring next season. So I think, first, obviously great to be in the Championship, but the actual club that I was able to join in the Championship, that's a massive coup for me. And obviously the manager, which I know a lot about from people that I've spoke to at Crawley, and somebody I was desperate to come and play for. And really, really can't wait to get started and test myself.
What's so appealing about Rotherham then? Is it just the ambition that they've shown? Is it the fact that they've got a real load of momentum at that football club, new stadium? What is it in particular about them that you like?
Well, to be honest with you, you've just said it, mate. You've just highlighted three things and probably include the manager on top of those things, who's... the manager's on a run of four promotions in 4 years, who's to say we can't make it 5-5? So there's a whole host of things that's appealing about this football club, and as I say, I reiterate, it's going to be quite a lot of Championship clubs currently that are envious of what Rotherham are trying to do and what Rotherham are trying to achieve. So I predict some really exciting times in the future for the club, and for myself, as soon as I knew of the interest and as soon as I knew of the potential of getting the deal done, I was desperate to get it over the line. So once again, can't wait to get started.
And the club's not messing around, are they? I mean, it's six summer signings already. The squad's really taking shape already, isn't it? I mean, what is it, the 17th of June, and already the manager's signed six players?
Yeah, it's good to get the business done early. I would definitely suggest that. I think it's not just six players. I think if you look at the players that have been signed, there's people who really want to, have got a real point to prove, so and people who really want to achieve, and ambitious people, not just, run-of-the-mill, if you like, Championship players who are joining. It's players who really have got a point to prove and an ambition to do well for this football club, which can only be a beneficial thing, and I think I definitely agree. It's exciting times ahead.
When you look back at your spell at Crawley over the last couple of years, I mean, how important was that spell there, would you say? Because you played an awful lot of football, didn't you?
Yeah, as a footballer, that's what it's about, isn't it? It's about playing football matches, and I haven't missed a game for 4 years now for various for the clubs I've played at, so I'm desperate to keep that run going, desperate to play more football. Again, any footballer will tell you that that's what they want to do. They want to play games, and I feel like now the amount of games I've played in the league below, I think I really deserve, without that shadow of a doubt, the opportunity to play in the level that I believe that I should be at, and the level that I've got promoted from before, and obviously the level above. So, again, it's just a great opportunity for me, and I look forward to showing what I can do, and hit the ground running in the next couple of weeks.
And the one thing that this club has shown, you look at the run last year, in particular the way that they played in that playoff final, coming from two goals down at half-time. There's a lot of spirit there. I mean, they're a hard-working group, aren't they? And do you think that's going to stand them in good stead next year in what is still a very competitive second tier?
No, it certainly is. It's probably the most competitive group, most competitive league. I think I would love to see the stats of whether Rotherham were the top team in regards to scoring in the last 10 minutes of football games, because I think time after time I saw Rotherham, and I was on the end of one of those for Crawley, time after time I saw Rotherham scoring in the last 10 minutes, and that is a never say die attitude, which can take you anywhere. It can take you places. It can shoot you up the league. And if you've always got that never say die attitude, all the the team spirit and the will to never give up. Obviously, the Wembley appearance is another case in point. If you've got that I actually think that, you know, that can really tighten your places, and that'll be important next season. There'll be some real challenges that are put in front of us, and you know, you'd like to back the group that's there, having what they've done already, plus the people that are coming in, to really, you know, come to them challenges and face them head on.
It's a one-year deal initially, isn't it? So there's a bit of a carrot being dangled there, isn't there, as well, to sort of make this a success?
Yeah, the carrot's there. The carrot's the fact of the opportunity for playing championship football as well, which is something that, you know, is a real coup and a real opportunity for me, and something I could definitely not turn down. And again, to reiterate the opportunity to play for such a club with a manager who's desperate to do well, and a football club with momentum and everything we've just said, momentum, drive, passion, and a real good factor around the place. Again, the carrot's there for me to do well and hopefully extend that, which starts with it running in 2 weeks' time when we're back for pre-season.
And it is a big summer for the club, isn't it? Because it's, when you have back-to-back promotions, sometimes you almost get a little bit of ahead of yourself, can't you? You've got to prepare this summer, and it seems that the manager's doing that by getting his business done early, making sure that this club is ready for what is going to be a huge challenge this year.
Yeah, and I think the club is ready anyway. If you look off the field, if you're talking about off the field, the football club looks more than ready. The training, I've seen the training today, fantastic, it looks in good shape. Plenty of plans afoot to even develop that further. I think the stadium speaks for itself. What a real draw, if you like, for potential people coming to the football club. I think everything is in place for the club to be successful. And on top of that, you've got the manager who's bringing in real quality and doing his business early, as you say. And obviously wanting to get the group together for when we all join on the 30th. So, positive, and you can't be anything but excited about what the future might hold.